Today, some podcast post-it notes. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and these are some of the things that I've been jotting down that I wanted to make sure that you heard about. Just a few things that may tell you more about what's going on in our country and where our economy is headed than the front pages of the newspapers or the lead stories on the evening news. So let's start with this one about kids getting shut down for running lemonade stands and learning about entrepreneurships the way one would hope they would. A little 11-year-old girl with a cupcake stand ran afoul of the regulatory authorities in Illinois. So one lawmaker tried to come to her rescue and introduced a measure to exempt kids with lemonade stands from regulation, but then the authoritarians in the legislature got involved, and legislators quickly amended his bill so that kids with lemonade stands would have to take an 8-hour food service course, costing them $145, obtain a county health permit, costing them $25, label the food products involved, and then pay another $35 fee. So, like little kids' lemonade stands, no human activity is too small for the bureaucrats to insert themselves. And now, the IRS is working on getting a cut of people's frequent flyer miles and hotel loyalty programs. The IRS wisely decided years ago not to go after frequent flyer miles and hotel loyalty programs, as though they were simply discounts, price cuts being offered to good customers. But the bigger the government, the hungrier it is to find new things to tax, and so they are at it again, moving to find a way to tax these programs. You know, politicians never have to answer for the unintended consequences of laws like this and others, and that's the case with their continuing push to raise the minimum wage, too. A lot of companies are getting ready for it, including Amazon.com. Right now, Amazon.com has a fleet of about 1,000 robotic workers in its warehouses, but by year end, it expects to have ramped that number up to 10,000 robots. And by now, maybe you've heard the news. Most people haven't, but it turns out that legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington is making things tough for those violent drug cartels south of the border. In Mexico, the price of pot for export has fallen, and fallen hard, just as libertarians and sound economists always said would happen. Reports say the price of marijuana in Mexico has fallen by 75%, and that makes it tough for the drug cartels, just the way ending prohibition here in the United States made it tough for the Al Capones and others in the booze-running racket. And then finally this one. President Obama has called on Congress to come up with another $1 billion. This time it's to fund his European Reassurance Initiative program. More forces for NATO, more ground forces, more training, more exercises, more military planners, more meddling in Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine. A long time ago, there was a now-forgotten congressman who used to ask his colleagues over and over again, in the face of every spending measure that came up, he used to ask, "Gentlemen, where is the money going to come from?" In this case, we can't answer that question. We'll borrow the money. We'll borrow it from places like Russia and China. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.